Hello, my name is April Parcher from whitepaperresults.com, and I'm talking today with Bob Bly on applying direct response testing techniques to white papers.
Bob Bly is a freelance copywriter and marketing consultant with 3 decades of experience in business-to-business, high-tech, and direct marketing. Bob's the author of more than 70 books and also taught business-to-business copywriting and technical writing at New York University. He's participated in Mike's White Paper Success Summits and produces a great newsletter at Bly.com. Thanks for speaking with me today, Bob.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
A while back, I read one of your newsletter items on testing, specifically for direct response, and
right.
I thought it might have applications for white papers, too. For those of people who are unfamiliar with the concept, could you give us, in a nutshell, an explanation of how testing is applied in direct response?
Testing in direct response, which would encompass things offline like direct mail and direct response print ads, and online things like Google pay-per-click ads and email marketing,
mm-hmm.
is to write 2 versions of your ad. Let's just call them ads for now, and test one against the other to see which generates the most results.
Okie doke. And some people are familiar with testing ads, well, a lot of marketers are, but to which aspects of a white paper document could testing be applied?
There's two areas, I think, primarily where it can be applied. Let's say you're offering your white paper in an email or on a landing page. The two things that could be tested are different subjects for white papers and different titles for the same white paper. Those are the major things I would test.
Okay. And have you seen examples of an increase in conversion from changing one or more of these?
Yes, I've seen just changing the title. I haven't split test subjects. We have a feeling that, of course, if you pick the right subject, you're going to get more response. But we haven't created 2 different white papers and split test the offer of both in an email. But we have split test different titles, which we used in the emails, and found that, you know, the difference in conversion rates can be as high as 25%.
Wow. And then looking at the industry as a whole, where do you think white paper marketers could make better use of testing than they do now? In the landing pages themselves or the subjects? Or
it would be in the email messages,
mm-hmm.
the landing pages, and whatever other communication they use to offer the white paper to their prospect. That's where the testing comes in.
Great. Okay. And in your newsletter, you said, look at what big players are doing in direct response and emulate them. Who do you think, what businesses are doing white papers right in the market, in your opinion?
They're not businesses that people, I think, would know. There's a lot of software companies, but they're not big names. Pathlogix does a very good job with white papers. Commvault does, but I'm sure there's dozens more. I don't think there's one that's a standout.
There's not one that's a standout, but those two titles, I guess people could find them by...
Yeah, if you go on BitPipe, which mm-hmm. indicates white papers, B as in boy, ITPIPE.com, you know, you'll find multiple white papers on any subject, and if you search this particular subject, you can compare what the actual content of the white paper is, as well as the title that's used, because the title is really the sales headline for the white paper.
Right. Okay, great. Well, this gives us some good things to apply from direct response writing to white papers, and I appreciate your time on this. Don't you have a book recently that you just put out, another one that people can go find on your site?
Well, on white papers, the best one would be the White Paper Marketing Handbook, published by Thompson, and that is available on Amazon.com, or you can get it through my website, Bly.com, on the books page.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, Bob.
It's my pleasure.
Okie dokie.
Talk to you soon.
All righty. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.